Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Ken folks said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming
pool. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. And we wanted to take a moment today to mark the passing yesterday of Earl Scruggs. Scruggs was to the banjo what Hendrix was to the electric guitar, or what Paganini was to the violin, by which I mean he revolutionized the sound of the instrument. And when singer-mandolinist Bill Monroe hired him in 1945, they ended up creating a whole new genre of music, bluegrass. American TV audiences in the 60s knew Scruggs from his theme music for, and occasional appearances in, the Beverly Hillbillies. But almost every person who's picked up a banjo in the last half century will remember Earl Scruggs for his most famous piece of music, the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Recorded with his longtime partner, guitarist Lester Flatt, Scruggs' Foggy Mountain Breakdown won a Grammy in 1969. Earl Scruggs' distinctive sound was created by using picks on his thumb, index, and middle fingers. It's a sound that inspired, among others, the multiple Grammy-winning banjo player Bela Fleck and the comedian, actor, and banjo man Steve Martin. Last time he was on Soundcheck, Steve Martin said he was 16 or 17 when he first fell under the spell of the banjo and of one player in particular.
Well, I'd have to say it was Earl Scruggs. He was the great... It's a sound that, if you have any inclination toward the banjo, when you hear it, you really do say, what's that? What's that sound? And I can remember listening to the music, and it was like the only sort of analogy I can think of is it's like the Red Sea, and you're parting all the other instruments orally, to get to that sound. And you're moving the guitar aside in your head, and you're, you know, moving the mandolin aside, and you're moving the fiddle aside, and you're trying to focus in on that sound of that five-string banjo.
Steve Martin actually got to record this version of Foggy Mountain Breakdown with his hero in 2001, and Earl Scruggs won a second Grammy for this recording. Earl Scruggs died yesterday in Nashville. He was 88. The late Earl Scruggs and friends, including Steve Martin playing the second banjo, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, we're live in the green space with violinist, singer, and film composer Andrew Bird. Plus, Saturday Night Live alum Anna Gasteyer and her band join us to preview her swingin' cabaret show, Elegant Songs from a Handsome Woman. Tune in for our live webcast tomorrow at 2 at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Gina Gildasis. I'm John Schaefer. Tune in tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.